Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's field expedition. I'm Mark, a wildlife conservation expert, and I'll be your guide as we explore the banks of this beautiful local river. We're not just here for a casual evening walk. While enjoying the scenery is nice, our main goal tonight is to monitor the local population of the bats. We need accurate numbers to understand how the colony is doing this year.
We are currently standing near the old wooden pier, which is quite scenic. However, the bats tend to avoid this open structure. Instead, the best place to see them emerging is around the stone bridge, just a short walk downstream. They love the crevices in the ancient masonry there.
Before we set off, I'm handing out these electronic bat detectors. You might think they work a bit like a standard radio tuner, but they actually rely on a highly sensitive microphone to pick up the high-frequency ultrasonic sounds the bats make, translating them into clicks we can hear.
We're quite lucky with the weather this evening. It's warm and completely dry. Bats are quite resilient and will fly in mild breezes or even light drizzle if they are hungry enough. They absolutely will not come out in heavy rain, though, as it disrupts their echolocation and ruins their flight aerodynamics. Keep your eyes peeled, especially low over the water. Our primary target tonight is the Daubenton's bat, sometimes called the water bat. While some bat species you might know eat fruit, and others strictly hunt woodland moths, this particular species feeds almost exclusively on water insects. They snatch them right off the surface of the river.
Speaking of their senses, there's a common phrase you've probably heard, blind as a bat. It's a complete myth. While they do rely heavily on echolocation to navigate and hunt, their vision is actually quite good, especially in low light conditions just after sunset, so they can see us just as well as we can see them.
As we walk, look at the habitats around us. People often assume bats only roost in caves or abandoned buildings. While they do use those sometimes, along this specific stretch of the river, they prefer sleeping in hollow trees. Old oak and willow trees with natural cavities provide the perfect safe environment for them during the day.
Sadly, these fascinating creatures are facing several threats. Agricultural pesticides used to be a massive problem, reducing their food supply. But nowadays, the main issue disrupting their hunting along this stretch is the new streetlights. The artificial glare confuses them and drives them away from their traditional feeding grounds.
Another threat we are monitoring closely involves their health. Natural predators like domestic cats and owls take a small toll on their numbers. However, recently, a fungal disease has been our greatest concern for their survival. It spreads quickly in damp roosts, and we are working hard to track it.
Before we finish tonight, I always like to give some practical advice. If you want to help bats in your own neighbourhood, planting night-scented flowers to attract moths is good, but building a simple wooden box and attaching it high up on the side of your house is the most effective thing you can do. It gives them a safe place to raise their young. Right, let's turn our detectors on and head down the path.